Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? And we've been talking about how religion hinders our purpose now. And religion is basically depending on anything other than God, a standard or a system that we use to try to produce the results that can only come from depending on God. It's the difference between producing and bearing. God's life has been given to us. Our job is to receive it. Anything we add to that is religion. And we often try to gain understanding and work things out, get ourselves into a place where we think we can receive from Him. We all have our own approaches to what our expectations are as far as our relationship with God. And those expectations form a personal religious system. And God's going to confront that. He is confronting it all the time. Because anything that hinders that free flow of life from our spirit into our soul is His enemy. So He's not going to let you continue to believe things that are not from Him. In the process of knowing Him, our misbeliefs and our wounds are revealed. If we are holding on to our wounds or our misbeliefs, that's when we can delay or interfere with what God wants to do in our lives. Now, in our spirit, we're already fully cooperating with Him. What's finished is finished permanently. We don't go back and forth. But our opportunity here on this earth is to become completely free, spirit, soul, and body. And we recognize that with freedom comes responsibility. We all want power. We all want to be able to know what God wants. You know, I want to be in on His secrets. Yet with that comes responsibility. And many today, especially in today's culture, that's not our usual approach to life. We want the benefits without doing the hard work. We want to be an overnight success without having worked the first 20 years to get that overnight success. So don't worry about what your goal is. We want to have a goal and be knowing what we're fighting for and moving towards. But very often we see our success measured in achieving that goal, rather than the process, which the process, success in that process is depending on God. His timing is so different than ours. His timing is all about that dependence and not achieving the goal. So these are ways that religion and our religious beliefs, our structure and our belief system, and especially in the world system, the peer pressure that comes from Christianity. You know, these days, if you believe something different, everybody in the world has the right to criticize you on the internet. And they do. They exercise that right quite freely. Now, there's no watchdog for the watchdogs. And there's no way of testing the truthfulness and the righteousness of that those watchdogs other than going to God. And if we'd all learn to go to God first, last, and always, we wouldn't need those watchdogs anyway. And that's the thing, is we don't need to rail or get angry at critics who miss the point, who are misinterpreting, who are doing their own thing for their own reasons. We don't need to get angry at them. Just recognize they're not depending on God. And we can be distracted by correcting our enemies rather than defeating them. Now, the people aren't your enemies, but that flesh is. And what's the best way to get rid of your enemy is to make them your friend. You're not going to do it, but God can. God can do whatever he wants. And the more we try to correct others, the stronger we are making their flesh. So be about your business. And don't worry about coming up against the religious spirit, which is actually a religious supernatural being. Let's call it what it is, a demonic stronghold. And there's quite a few of them out there, but they're there so we can defeat them. So let's not be surprised. Let's not be ignorant. And let's fight the battle in your house, in your backyard. What tasks God has assigned you, if you just focus on those, he will have you ready for whatever is coming next for you. You don't need to be understanding it. Think about David. He never imagined himself to be king of Israel or all that he had to go through before, during, and after his rule. He was just faithful and focusing on what his current assignment was when he was tending his sheep and taking food to his brothers. He had no idea who was about to be launched into God's work in his nation. He was just about his business. And if we would keep focused on being about our business, God will have us ready, and we will then be available to be used, and we'll enjoy it, because those wounds will be being worked on, and we'll be enjoying and tasting that freedom that comes from knowing him, depending on him, letting his life flow. So last week we talked about how religion hinders our purpose, and that religion is diametrically opposed to freedom that Jesus purchased for us 2,000 years ago. You can't have freedom and religion. When we talk about freedom, it's not freedom to do what we want without depending on God. It's freedom to do what we want because we're depending on God. That want is all about your will. When you are depending on Him, when you are receiving His life, your will is being brought into submission. And your wants, your desires, line up with who you are now and God's purposes. So He not only gives those desires, puts those desires there, but He gives you the opportunity and the means to live out on those desires. So yes, the more you are dependent on God, the more you get what you want. This is not by manipulation or through religious means, but because His life is flowing through you. The object of true doctrinal teaching is not knowing, but coming. It's not knowing God, as in having information about Him. Rather, it's experiencing Him on His terms now, with our mistakes and history and failures and wounds, experiencing relationship with Him now. The truth we learn is to bring us to Him. And until we commit ourselves to the implications of that truth, we haven't learned. Even if we think we've passed every circumstantial test in our life, the true test is whether we come. Jesus said, come to me, not learn about me, not study what others have said, but come to me. There's an action there. It's a doing. This is why we often find ourselves dealing with the same issues in our lives over and over again. Because we hear and know, but we don't respond and come. We have our system, and we follow that system, and we check off that list. Okay, I'm loving my neighbor as myself, check. I'm giving to the poor, check. I'm whatever your doctrine. I mean, Paul did that. He was in all ways fulfilling the requirements of his day. He was religious. But he didn't know God. And just as in Paul, God's not going to let us live like that. Religion will fail you. And that's God's desire for you. Religion will try to be like Jesus. That WWJD, what would Jesus do? When in reality, only Jesus can do through us what Jesus does. Trying to be like Jesus is acting. And acting is still acting, not being, no matter how good it looks, how well it fulfills those standards. no matter how much approval we get from those we have respect for. As we learn to depend on God, we are free to be who we are. Confident that over time, the doing will line up with reality. So, from our perspective, there are definite hindrances that keep us from fulfilling God's purpose in our lives. In all the above instances that we've been talking about, we generally get bogged down trying to battle these hindrances ourselves. And it's here that we usually spend most of our time. We put in our thoughts, our energy, our efforts into trying to change ourselves. But God will not let us overcome these in our own strength. That only strengthens your strength and actually rebuilds any hindrances. God loves us and has everything under control. And he's working out every circumstance in your life to bring you into the fulfillment of his purposes for you now, here on this earth, in your life. As we learn to cooperate with him, giving him the time and attention necessary, as he tells you, we begin to believe truth. The truth of what he says about us. And begin to truly walk and live in the freely dependent relationship he desires for us. Once you've tasted of this freedom, it can be a scary thing. Because these hindrances are there because they fulfilled a need. They gave us a sense of security. They gave us a sense of control. And what do we say whenever we think of something giving us control? It's flesh. God's not going to let you control him or yourself for that matter. He knows what you need. He knows what he has for you. And he knows his plans for you are for your freedom. And with that freedom comes that rest, that new, that experiencing of your new identity in ways that we don't even have language for. It's something, it's better felt than telt. This is something you're going to have to experience for yourself. So don't settle for anything less. If there's an area in your life where you know you've been bogged down, go to God with it. And go to him with it until he either deals with that hindrance or says, it's okay, you can go on to the next thing. I'll take care of it in my time. Get an answer. Don't try to figure it out or draw your own conclusions. Because this is where we can get so easily distracted when we're trying to figure out what is God's job and what is our job. And it is your job to find out from God what is your job. It's actually pretty simple. We just ask. And yeah, there's a lot of, you know, details involved there because we don't hear him very clearly in our soul. But he can take care of that too, because he knows those hindrances and he can remove them just like that. Now, when we think about our purpose and we recognize that our purpose here is threefold, to know him, to overcome our flesh, and to be healed so that we can rule and reign here on this earth. That's from our perspective. And when we see the simplicity of that, and then can look at what projects God is assigning to us, we stop and we look at things from his perspective. What is God's purpose? What is he doing now? Why? Why is he doing what he's doing now? We get so caught up in the end times and the previous times, we lose sight of present time, your time. And this is where you start to take authority over time, is your present time. We've talked before that about God's idea of success for us simply being actively depending on him to live his life in and through us on his terms. Submission, you know, can have some negative connotations, but it's basically, for our purpose, your soul coming into right alignment with your spirit. Your soul rejoining its rightful place, or entering into its rightful place, its rightful relationship with your spirit. That's the submission. And this is something that, to be able to do that, those hindrances have to be removed. So it's a tight fit. And then his life flows. It's already flowing in your spirit. His life is already flowing in your spirit. But this way it'll, as your soul is joined more and more tightly, those hindrances are removed and his life flow through our soul and into our body. And then wherever it's directed outwardly. You are first partaker of everything he wants to give the rest of this earth. If you haven't received healing and freedom and joy and rest, odds are you're not going to be able to share it with others. We don't want to compare and contrast what God is doing in our lives with what he's doing in others' lives. You're in a unique situation, and he has something unique to say to you. Our purpose now, what we are doing here now, is to know God in his terms and in his timing. But from what is God getting out of this? What is his purpose? Why is he doing this whole thing, this earth thing, this individual thing, this big thing, these little things? Why is he doing it? What is he getting out of it? For many of us, when we consider this question, when we think about what God is doing and why, we are drawn into large-scale events. Like in terms of end time, or preaching of the gospel to all nations, or changing nations' boundaries, or overturning evil, overcoming evil. But we want to look at what his purpose is in relationship to each one of us as an individual. We will not be able to get a grasp of what he is doing on a large scale until we can relate to his purpose on a personal scale. God does what he is. And what God is his nature. Let me repeat that. What God does is what he is. And what he is his nature. When I say God's nature, odds are you think God is love. What does that look like? What does he do to reveal his nature? He gives. That's what God's love looks like. He freely gives, unconditionally gives. That's his nature. That's who he is, and that's what he does. Now, aspects of his being are all part of that. He has certain characteristics that we've gotten used to describing him, but that he also wants us to experience for ourselves. For instance, he's holy. He's eternal. He's creative. He's powerful. But he not only has these characteristics, these are things that are not only true about him, but because he is a loving God and therefore a giving God, he gives that nature to us. God's nature is to give what he is, holy, eternal, creative, powerful. And he's created us to be his receivers. When we talk about grace, our definition of dependent grace is receiving unconditionally what God gives unconditionally. Yes, we have a hard time with that, because that is so unlike our soulical nature. But that is no longer who you are. You are no longer a soulical being. You are now a spirit being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. When God shares himself and expresses himself, all he wants from you is to receive what he gives and just say thanks. We have such a hard time with that. Don't we have to do something with it? Don't we have to give something back? Don't we have to justify this gift? No, absolutely not. We just say thanks. That's why it's a gift. It's free. It's freely given. There's nothing you can do to have deserved it or to justify it. Just say thanks. So, in the next coming weeks, on Mondays, we're going to be talking about how God expresses his purpose toward us, what it looks like. And our purpose is going to be to bring up any misbeliefs, any misconceptions that are hindering us from receiving God's life unconditionally and just saying thanks. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning at 7:30. Until then, have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.